The MarTech Podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything Podcast Network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com.
From advertising to software as a service to data.
Across all of our programs and clients, we've seen a 55 to 65% open rate.
Getting brands authentically integrated into content performs better than TV advertising.
Typical lifespan of an article is about 24 to 36 hours.
If we're reaching out to the right person with the right message and a clear call to action, then it's just a matter of timing.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. In this podcast, you'll hear the stories of world-class marketers that use technology to drive business results and achieve career success. We'll unearth the real-world experiences of some of the brightest minds in the marketing and technology space so you can learn the tools, tips, and tricks they've learned along the way. Now here's the host of the MarTech Podcast, Benjamin Shapiro.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast. I'm your host, Benjamin Shapiro, and today we're going to discuss marketing functions, company growth, and the evolutions of marketing intelligence. Joining us is Melissa Sargent, who is the CMO of AlphaSense, which is a market intelligence and search platform that delivers relevant insights from public and private content, enabling companies to better make decisions more quickly and confidently. And today, Melissa and I are going to talk about the relationships between marketing functions and company growth. All right, here's the first part of my conversation with Melissa Sargent, the CMO of AlphaSense. Melissa, welcome to the MarTech Podcast.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm very excited to talk to you.
Excited to have you here as well. You've been a multi-time CMO. I know that you were at Litmus. Now you're at AlphaSense. It's always great to have our executive leaders come on the show and help us think from a top-down perspective. And today's topic, I feel like, is a broad, meaty one: the relationship between marketing functions and company growth. So let's start off at the top by breaking that down. We think about what a marketing function is. Are we talking about marketing as a whole? Are you talking about individual channels of marketing? What's a marketing function to you, and how do the various functions relate to growth?
There are really multiple functions within marketing that have an important role to play in company growth. Of course, part of that is demand generation or revenue marketing. I think of in a growth company, which is where I've spent all my time as a CMO, has been with a mandate to drive rapid growth. So first, you have to have a really powerful demand gen engine with a solid website, a consistent cadence of highly personalized content, a multi-channel approach across paid media and different email, webinars. All of those things feed into the demand gen engine. And we talk about having an operating cadence within marketing, that you have to be set this engine up in such a way that things are always on and it's always running and you're always feeding that engine. As part of the growth story, also brand and comms have a huge part of that in terms of elevating your company and the awareness of people who are not known to you by earned media channels, advertising platforms. All of that's really, really important. And the other area is customer marketing, in that a lot of our growth in companies comes from our existing customers. It's much easier to sell to somebody who already knows you. You have to have a truly lifecycle approach to customer marketing from the first time that they engage with your brand, all the way through advocacy and renewal. And then you need that really solid product marketing function so that you've got the voice of the customer coming into your organization. That's going into your product team. And they're also partnering both with the internal functions in marketing in terms of the content and programs that you're driving, but also partnering with your enablement team so that your sales team is fully enabled to sell all of these things. So really, you need all of these key areas within marketing working together to drive growth for the company.
How much you know about cars?
A little about cars.
I had an epiphany while you were talking because you used the term engine. And I was thinking about when we talk about the various marketing functions, where there is your demand generators, your advertising strategy, and that's the engine, right? How do you get people into the top of your funnel? How do you grab their attention and get them to engage with your brand? But building marketing is not just building the engine, right? There's all sorts of other systems related to making a car work. You have to have an engine. But if the engine isn't connected to the frame and the chassis, and you don't have a body for the car, and you don't have a windshield, right? You need all of these different systems to be able to ride safely and successfully to get to your end destination. So as you were talking about the engine, I was like, that's a great metaphor for marketing, but it's not just the engine. People don't ride around on engines, they ride in cars. So when we think about breaking down, and I'll use this metaphor a little bit more, I'll probably beat it into the ground. Talk to me about if your demand generation, right, your advertising, your top of the funnel sort of capture mechanism is the engine. That's what gets everything to start going. There are the other systems that are required. If you're building your car from scratch and you start with an engine, you've got this advertising channel. What are the things that you're building next to be able to drive company growth successfully?
So I think of the engine as the website. And that the channels at the top of the funnel are all those things that get you to the website. So it could be your paid media strategy.
It's your gas.
Yeah. It's the fuel that drives the engine, your email strategy, webinars, all those multi-channel programs that you're running to drive people into your brand. And where you want them to go is to that website to engage with it. And you need a certain amount. We know that people have at least 17, I think Forrester's latest numbers were something like 17 engagements with your brand before they even want to talk to somebody in your sales organization. So what that means is that engine has to be really, really powerful so that once they get there, they're not just going and looking at a landing page. They say, oh, there's an interesting customer success story that I'm going to read. And now I'm going to go here and register for this webinar. What we're trying to do is establish a linkage to pain that they're feeling and a solution that you might have to help them solve those problems and really nurturing them through that journey. So when I think of the engine, it's that website piece, but all of those different channels are ways to get them to the engine. And we have the ability today to see what people are doing, what they're engaging with in our marketing programs, and to be able to understand enough about them so that from the first time that they engage with our brand, depending on how they came into the funnel, we can make an intelligent decision about maybe who they are, what they're looking for, and how we can personalize their consideration journey, whether it's through a special email that they get that's unique to what they were looking at. And the idea is to keep feeding them these little drips of information as they're making that qualification. If we want to use a car analogy here, the way people shop for software today is very similar to the way they buy a car today. They're going to go online. They're going to look at the reviews. They're going to go to the website. They're going to take a very consumer approach to buying business software as they do consumer software. So that engine has to be able to fuel that and drive that journey so that they have enough touch points with your brand and you've given them enough information to earn the right to talk to them about your solution and that you have demonstrated to them that you understand their pains and you've got examples of customers who are just like them, that you have a personalized experience. So they know that, oh yeah, my business is really unique. I'm in healthcare. I'm not the same as somebody who's in telecommunications, that you're able to really drive that one-to-one personalized experience for them so that you earn permission to talk to them.
Time for a one-minute break to hear from our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. In 1919, John Wanamaker said, "Half the money I spend on advertising is wasted. I just don't know which half." Well, the advertising landscape has changed since then. And instead of reaching your audience on two channels, you're probably reaching them on 20. Turns out John didn't know how easy he had it. But that doesn't mean that you should give up on striving towards marketing effectiveness. No matter how complex your marketing strategy is, Mutinex Growth OX is the market mix modeling platform that measures the impact of marketing on your bottom line. Mutinex's market mix modeling platform calibrates your insights against the latest market conditions so you can make media and marketing investment decisions confidently and quickly. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, your best decision starts here. To learn more about Mutinex, go to mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Okay, here's the rest of today's interview. A special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, the marketing mix modeling platform that makes measuring ROI fast, easy, and cost-effective. Request a demo at mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. I think of using the car metaphor again, the nurture stage, and whether it's your webinars, your newsletters, podcasts as well. That's the way that you're able to use the brakes. You're actually slowing down so you can make sure that you're headed in the right direction. And if you're always all gas all the time, what's going to happen is you're going to drive your customers into the wall. You're always going to be trying to directly sell, and they want to be able to control the experience and, using the metaphor again of a car, stay on the road. Now, there's this also notion of GPS and steering wheel and navigating in the right direction. An incredibly important part of modern marketing now is making sure that you're able to customize the experience. And to me, that is this notion of being able to steer, slow down, understand who you're talking to, and point them in the right direction. How do you think that the notion of understanding your customers, figuring out your attribution, understanding what their experience is, and being able to provide a customized experience, how much does that matter in growth today? Or are we still just saying all customers are the same?
It's everything today. They demand a customized, personalized experience, just like they get and consumer shopping, when they're going in and you go to a site that you bought before and they say, hey, you bought these socks, you might like these t-shirts. They go together. They want that same experience. And to be able to engage them at the very top of the funnel, the very first time they engage with your brand, you have to prove to them that you understand their pain and the problem that they're trying to solve. So you have to be able to present content to them that's highly relevant. And as you're nurturing them through this journey to be able to take them along the next step and continue to prove that you truly understand who they are, what their problems are, what they're trying to solve. Attribution is incredibly valuable in this scenario in that you get to see all of the touch points that people have with your brand and how that's having an impact on the sale, so that you know that at top of the funnel, and gosh, organic search is really doing well for us. When people get towards middle of the funnel, when they've decided, I have a problem, I know I need a solution, maybe our customer success stories are what's driving them to the next stage. But you really get the breadcrumbs with attribution from the first time they engage with your brand till closed one, till they buy, so that you can see the different touch points there and what programs are really working for you. It's also incredibly valuable as you're explaining the value of multi-touch marketing and multi-channel marketing to your CFO, to your CEO, to be able to show to them in a really concrete way, it's not just one and done. It's not just a webinar and how much software would you like to buy? It was, they came to a webinar, then they went and read a blog, then they checked out a customer success story, then there was another blog they liked, then they looked us back up on organic search and went to another landing page, and that all of these channels are necessary and all having a very positive lift on bookings for the company. And it also helps you in terms of, like, it's budget season now, so we're all justifying our budgets, but to really show the lift in a very quantifiable way what marketing delivers for the business.
Talk to me about where your brand fits into this. You know, I think of brand basically as the frame of the car. It's the sexy thing that everybody looks at and tries to make some judgments on. If the outside of the car looks like X, the inside of the car must perform like Y. What is the value of a brand when you think about customer growth, not only from helping you attract new customers, but keeping the ones that you have?
Brand is very, very important. I can't underestimate the value of amplifying your brand to your audience. And that we talk a lot about the halo effect in marketing, but for people to be able to have heard of your brand and that know what space you're in. We have a large population of outbound SDRs who are calling into organizations. And over time, we've built a strong brand around AlphaSense. 5 years ago, they would call and have to explain who AlphaSense was. Today, they can call and people have heard of AlphaSense. They might not know the breadth and depth of what they do. But having that brand recognition, and particularly as a market leader, is paramount. And it's not just advertising. It's, again, just like with demand generation, it's multifaceted. It's having a message that's memorable, repeatable, that everybody in the company is aligned to. Everybody is a brand ambassador for our organization. Having that earned media strategy so that you're getting other organizations who don't have to write about you to write about what's happening with your company. I think it even happens in the blogs that we write in terms of demonstrating our experience and expertise in key content areas that's really thought leadership driven, where we're not selfishly talking about how AlphaSense can help you, but just an understanding of the challenges that customers in different segments have. And that surround sound of the brand is incredibly powerful. And as you said, I think it is the frame of the car for an organization. And all of these things have to be working in concert together. Again, otherwise you end up with these random acts of marketing. If brand is saying something different at a high level than the content team is saying within demand generation, you're not going to get the lift. So we work with what we call macro themes every quarter, key themes across all of our segments that whether it's something that we're doing in brand and demand generation, we're all laddering up to that key macro theme to make sure we're saying the same thing. We're arming our sales organization with the content and presentations and talk tracks to say the same thing. And again, with the idea to elevate the brand that is AlphaSense for the good of the entire program.
I could ride the car metaphor all the way into the ground. But I think the takeaway here is that each individual system has to be connected to every other system. When you're thinking about a car, you can't drive a car without brakes, gas pedal, an engine, a frame, steering wheel. You need all of those different components to be able to successfully navigate where you're going. Marketing is no different. You need to be able to attract your customers, to be able to stay in front of them, give them the right information at the right time. And if you don't have the mechanism to understand what their experience is, then you're basically driving around not knowing where you're going. And I think a big component of that is not only understanding what's happening inside the car, but also understanding what's happening outside. What are the roads? Who else is on the street? What else you need to look out for? And that's really where the marketing intelligence piece comes in. Melissa, any last words that you want to put in any other parts of the car that we didn't mention that need to be highlighted when we're talking about the relationship between your different marketing functions and your company growth?
I think it's important to take a look at your program holistically, what you've done in the past. And if within the car metaphor, that would be looking in your rearview window, that definitely should be important information in terms of guiding you to where you need to go next with the program. And fortunately, we have the tools, the data, the technology to do that in a really efficient and effective way today.
All right. We've got almost all of the pieces of the car. Someday we'll come back and we'll talk about what the purpose of the radio is. And that wraps up this episode of the MarTech Podcast. Thanks for listening to my conversation with Melissa Sargent, the CMO of AlphaSense. Join us again tomorrow when Melissa and I continue our conversation talking about the evolution of marketing intelligence platforms. If you can't wait until our next episode and you'd like to learn more about Melissa, you can find a link to her LinkedIn profile in our show notes. You can contact her on Twitter. Her handle is MH Sargent. That's MHSARGEANT. Or you can visit her company's website, which is alpha-sense.com. That's alpha, ALPHA-sense, SENSE.com. Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to martechpod.com where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can also subscribe to our weekly newsletter and you can even apply to be our next guest speaker on the MarTech podcast. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is MarTechPod, MARTECHPOD, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or you can contact me directly on LinkedIn. My handle is Ben J. Schaap, BENJSHAP. And if you haven't subscribed yet and you want a daily stream of marketing and technology knowledge in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day this year. So hit the subscribe button in your podcast app and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, my advice is to just focus on keeping your customers happy.
Thanks for listening to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. Looking to launch or scale a podcast like this one for your brand? Then visit iheareverything.com.